Hello, I'm Micheál Lehane, which must mean this is the last item on 6-1. A perfect time to pop out and stick the kettle on while I do a roundup on the various political parties' reactions to Peter Casey, who stormed to a landslide defeat in a presidential election with a record low turnout. Sadly, with the Dáil on yet another week of recess, it was hard to get anyone to comment, so here's Micheál Martin instead.
Well, first of all, I could completely reject Peter Casey's offer to leave Fianna Fáil. His openly bigoted anti-traveller platform are totally at odds with Fianna Fáil.
But members of your party have a history of veiled remarks about the travelling community, Micheál.
Well, exactly, veiled remarks. Peter Casey was far too open altogether. And I'm certain that some members of my party seem to rate Mr. Casey. Their high, saturated, fat, calvary-based diets have left their brains befuddled and backwards going forward.
Next, I spoke to People Before Progress's left-wing amalgam, Breed Coppinger and Richard Boyd Barrett.
This hoo-ha, brouhaha about Peter Casey is just a distraction from the big-wig bourgeois petty-faloo déjà vu carte noire fat cat black cat black hat corporate Christmas which is kicking off earlier and earlier every year.
I too am outraged by Peter Casey's comments about travellers, but I'm more outraged by the continuing commercialisation of Christmas.
Yeah, but I'm far more outraged.
No, you're not.
At the capitalist plutocrat insider deep pockets magnate land baron
oligarchs tycoon big shot dreadnought hobnobbing hobgoblins. I'm outraged.
No, I'm outraged.
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 Outraged times a thousand.
Oh, I'm gonna burst you.
Elsewhere on the traveller issue, Michael Healy-Rae took a surprising position.
I am disgusted at the way that decent travellers are treated.
Yes.
In fact, I'm proposing legislation to help them access literacy education.
Seriously? You?
So don't they need to read? So they can buy my book, Time to Talk.
Oh.
Out now. It would have been out months ago, but it took me ages to spell check rhododendrons.
Okay, thank you for that.
She's full of hilarious anecdotes, like when I was a young boy and I had to shoot the old dog who got infested with the rabies.
Oh.
Or the really funny time my neighbour's childhood home burned to the ground in front of me. Burned.
What?
With all their worldly possessions inside it. It was great crack. Buy it for the children's at Christmas.
And finally, Renua, who are in fact still a political party somehow, desperately offered Peter Casey their leadership. We spoke to their current leader, what's his name again? John Leahy.
Oh my God. Jeez, a journalist rang us. Am I in the air now, like?
Yes.
What am I supposed to do? Jeez, it's Mary Joseph. Where's my list of reactionary old-fashioned opinions? Oh, here it is.
John?
Well, I think immigration is an
And we have to leave it there.
Ah, no! Fuck's sake!
Some might say this report has taught us nothing. Well, now you know why it was the last item on the news. Micheál Lehane, generic reporter voice, RT News.
Lovely day for a bit of shopping in town.
Yeah.
Can't believe we've another week's break from the Dáil. We work less than the Archie player, who gets more time off than us.
Teachers, maybe?
Lazy, good-for-nothing social welfare cheats.
Oh, whoa, Merce. That language is a bit Casey-esque, no?
But you hate social welfare cheats, remember? What was your line? Welfare cheats, cheat us all. Genius way to guarantee the leadership, man.
Shut it, Merce. No one remembers. I'm a totes Twitter-caring hero now.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. Can I talk to you for a second about Focus Ireland?
Focus Ireland. I like the sound of that. That's what we need, an Ireland that's focused on being a global player on the future.
No, like it's a homeless charity.
Homeless charity? Well, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Look at the homeless figures. You guys are doing a terrible job. Wow, look, Christmas lights.
Have a nice day.
Ah, Christmas. Silly season. Christmas parties for the next 2 months means people won't pay any attention to us.
Yeah, too busy getting absolutely trolleyed. God, we have so much free time. All we have on the agenda is the finance bill to rubber stamp the non-budget budget.
And the repeal the 8th legislation, which will make us look like liberal ledge bags again, just in time for Crimbo.
Yeah.
Hey guys, have you got a second to talk about Simon?
Simon? Screw Harris, taking all the repeal glory. I put him into hell to bury him, and he's still popular, even though he's running it into the ground.
No, I mean the Dublin Simon community. It's a homeless charity.
You know what, we'd love to, man, but charity just creates dependence. Anyway, there's a Canali suit in BT's I've got an eye on.
Just forget it.
I tell you who could do in a decent suit. Peter Casey.
Yeah, he looks like he got dressed in the dark in a charity shop. No wonder a load of the Fianna Fáil potato munchers want him in the party. He'd fit right in.
Scarlet candidate for Micheál. If we're lucky, the remains of his decrepit party will leave and join a Peter Casey-led Renew after the election. That would be so long.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a minute to talk about Peter?
Casey? We were just dissing him big style.
McVerry? It's a homeless...
Which reminds me, I'm McVerry hungry. I could do a swing into McDonald's before we hit BT's. I'm sure we can find a good home for some chicken nuggets.
Hello?
See what I did there?
Huh?
I'll find a good home for them.
Very good, Merce. Really good. High five, my man.
Yeah. Oh! That was my face.
It sure was, buddy. It sure was.
Oh, man.
And so, God help us all, as your new Garda Commissioner, can't get used to saying that. It must sound weird on the tape. What? It gives me great pleasure to wish Garda Sergeant Morris McCabe a happy retirement. He tells me he's looking forward to tending his garden now, and, oh, sure, God only knows what he'll dig up. Now, I hand you back over to your Master of Ceremonies, Deputy Under Commissioner Fecla McGillifahickle.
What a simply wonderful occasion, Morris.
Thanks.
As one who recently retired from high office completely voluntarily,
well,
one can only imagine that you must feel elated and vindicated.
Well, of course, Madam Fitzgerald, and the Disclosures Tribunal found...
Oh, there's no need to go over that again on such a lively occasion.
Oh.
Especially when the Charlton Report made it very clear that I was completely vindicated and I...
Hello, Morris. Pearls Fitzgerald.
Can't shatter... We weren't expecting you to show up.
Nobody ever is, but I heard somebody mention proceedings that vindicated them, and I thought I should fly up to join the feast.
Oh, did you use the government Learjet?
No. Oh. Besides, the President has that tonight. There's a flash clearance sale in all of Kylie's.
How droll.
Could the member of the force who parked their unmarked Navy Mondeo and the Azaleas please move their vehicle and switch to Club Orange for the remainder of the evening? Thank you.
This is like the ballroom of romance, former Commissioner Callanan.
All the men on one side of the room and no one asking you to dance, former Commissioner O'Sullivan.
No, all the people completely vindicated by various reports on one side and those accused of improbable evidence on the other, plus the likes of you. Do you want to volivant?
No, they're disgusting.
Well, I describe them as distinguished.
Oh, my God, how did you...
Oh, don't worry, I'm not here in person, just phoning it in. Anyway, I've no idea what a volivant actually is. Lol.
Would you like to dance, Noreen?
No, thanks. I already danced with Drew Harris and he made me speak into his lapel.
Me too.
Fogra, can the members of the Garda Landlord Squad please remove their balaclavas while eating the beef stroganoff to save on the dry cleaning bills? We'll take a break now. Coming up later, entertainment from our new Garda rock band, the Overtimers. Thank you.
Halloween is over, but if you think you've had your biggest scare, you're wrong, because it's time for...
Inappropriately early Christmas ads! Still 2 months away! The clocks have only gone back and you haven't even finished paying for that summer holiday you couldn't afford. But November is here, so it's time for 50 solid days of ruthless consumerism designed to kill any old traditions off. We don't care that you can barely pay the rent. We're still going to make your children want hundreds of euro worth of plastic tat that they'll forget by Stephen's Day. It's time for all the ads for shops you thought closed down years ago. Yes, come to Dublin to pay 50% more than it would cost you online. Why? The atmosphere, the lights, and getting accidentally glassed by one of the bang mobs of testosterone doing the 12 pumps. Visit one of Ireland's many dazzling shopping centres. When I say visit, I mean queue for hours just to get into the car park, only to realise everything good is sold out and you had to book a month in advance to see the weird Santa who smells of damp and wee. Spare a thought for the homeless, so instead of buying crap, why not, only joking, spend money! And for those of you who have a howling vortex of despair that they need to fill, why not splash the cash and go to the Big Apple to do your shopping? Aer Lingus are doing deals like they did in 2006, and we all remember how well that turned out. So enjoy your ridiculously early Christmas ads, because secretly you know we're hurtling towards another crash, the world is filled with madmen with nuclear weapons, and this might be the last Christmas any of us will have before the only people who aren't homeless are government ministers. And I promise I won't bother you again until the January sales, which begin December 1st. Spend, spend, spend! Follow Dublin City Marketing on hashtag We've Learned Nothing.
And the sound, Sean, the most glorious sound is life, the origin of life, the miracle of creation, impacts with man's own legacy to the planet. I don't mind telling you, I was overwhelmed.
Mary Louise O'Donnell there on getting her house egged on Halloween. Dez is here with sport. Dez?
Yeah, Dublin have picked up 7 of this year's footballing all-stars, but a major talking point is the snub of Dublin captain Stephen Cluxton.
Ah.
Overlooked again, and he only has 5 all-stars. Our Kerry pundit, Random O'Shea, believes the judges made the wrong call.
And Random O'Shea will be speaking through an interpreter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I O'Shea.
Lads, can you not find anyone else to talk about this? Why do I have to talk about this more than my career? I will not now, nor ever, participate in wearing a poppy. I will go about the matter respectfully. Sorry, that's the wrong clip there.
Yeah, that interpreter sounded like he was translating James McLean instead of Random O'Shea.
Yeah, this being the season which James McLean doesn't wear a poppy in order to commemorate the anniversary when James McLean didn't wear a poppy.
And you're wearing your poppy, Des, I see.
Yeah, no, that's a stain, Sean.
What?
They're doing a beetroot coleslaw in the
Move on, Des.
Yeah, the Declan Rice saga seems to be drawing to a close, with the young player apparently set to change his allegiance to England after a series of meetings with Gareth Southgate. Brian Kerr thinks it's a serious blow for Ireland.
And a warning that Brian Kerr is driving a taxi in this clip.
It's shocking stuff it is. He's after making him a losing decision. A young fella like that, buckets of talent. Keane, Martin O'Neill, all cones and shouting. Gareth Southgate, waistcoats and warm bleeding hugs. No choice. Can we qualify now? We can in our bleeding hoop. Do you mind if I just pull in here to get petrol? Game ball, yeah.
Yeah. In rugby, it looks as though Conor Murray might be back for Joe Schmidt's side to face the All Blacks.
Great.
A miraculous return from injury.
Yep.
RTÉ's rugby obsessive Michael Corcoran thinks he might be the ace up Schmidt's sleeve.
Yes, indeed. Conor Murray, Limerick, St. Munchin's College, where he soldiered alongside the mighty Keith Earls. Munster, glory, Everest, then disaster. Injury broken, only to rise up like Lazarus. It's the second coming. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus Christ almighty.
There he goes. A week earlier, and we'd all have been in jail for that. Finally, Sean, you still owe me for my book.
But I thought that was a free copy you gave me, Des.
Yeah, no.
But you signed it for me, so they wouldn't take it back in the... Well, never mind. How much was it?
28 quid.
28? I saw it at my petrol station for 3.
Yeah, you should have bought it there then, shouldn't you?
Ugh.
Fogra, welcome back. Could all undercover officers leave their super dry NRX in the cloakroom? Also, could whoever left an actual cloak return to it, as the forensic leads would like a word?
Oh, looks like it's my time to leave.
Oh.
Goodbye, Pearls.
Good day, Alan. Disgraceful. Oh, Count Shatter! It's me, Brendan Howland, down here.
Yeah.
Look, he can vouch for me, Garda.
You can't come in, you're not on the list.
But I was the one who first brought the case of Sergeant McCabe to the attention of Dáil Éireann.
Yeah, yeah, go home now, sonny. I will be having a word with your parents.
For heaven's sake.
Michael Clifford will be signing copies of his book shortly, and could we please ask members to refrain from tearing out the pages they're mentioned in? The toilets are becoming backed up.
So tell me, Morris, which part of the chicken is the nugget?
You're supposed to dip them in the sauce before you eat them, you know.
All right. Why are you writing that down?
I'm just keeping a contemporaneous note.
Oh.
There's a correct procedure to be followed in eating chicken nuggets, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, look, there's Charles Flanagan. I do wonder why he won't come over.
You're right, and he has been here 22 minutes without identifying himself.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, you're writing that down as well.
Just keeping a contemporaneous note, but I can stop if you want.
No, write it down.
Attention, I'm delighted to confirm the bomb squad has now carried out a controlled explosion on Sergeant McCabe's retirement gift.
Well, now, it was ticking. I just had to be sure.
Commissioner Harris, Michael Clifford, Irish Examiner. What would you say to an interview?
Oh, sure, I'd only be delighted.
Oh, great, thanks. Hold on.
Now, let's start by stating your name and who you voted for in the election before last.
Sorry, no, I meant
Sorry,
that
if you could just lean into my lapel, please.
Oh, God.
Can we please ask members to please refrain from making toilet in the artificial palm trees? We also are sad to say we've run out of food as somebody falsified the number of snack boxes on order out of force of habit.
Now on RT, as part of our diversification programme for new voices, we hear from Aoife, Orla and Shifra. Three real women discussing real issues in our new series, Liberal Ladies.
Okay, so that's one sparkling water with mulberry cordial, a decaf eucalyptus tea, and one skinny Himalayan yak milk latte.
Thanks. Yak milk? Are you seriously going to drink that, Orla?
I know it tastes awful, but it's like half the fat of regular almond milk with twice the magnesium. But the good magnesium? Not the type that her.ie opinion piece says causes dementia.
But on the Guardian app yesterday, I read about how badly the farmers treat those yaks in Nepal. Not to mention the carbon footprint. Just for non-dementia magnesium? No thanks. That's what kidney bean smoothies are for?
First of all, tarring all Nepalese yak farmers with the same brush? Racist much? Besides, I'm not the one drinking with a plastic straw. That's like Hitler-level anti-environmentalism.
Girls, please, can we not do this again?
You're right, Chifra. I'm sorry. I get so upset when I think about animal cruelty.
I care so much for our planet.
I feel the same, hon, but even more so. How are your weekends, anyway?
Really nice, actually. I went to Arnott's to buy...
You stole the yoga ball. Like... The Arnott's on the north side.
Is there something wrong with that?
Absolutely. That's like total class tourism.
She's actually right, Aoife. That's complete socio-economic voyeurism. BuzzFeed had a whole thing in it during the week. What did you buy anyway?
Just some activewear.
Hold on. You bought tracksuit pants on the north side.
Well, they didn't have the ones I wanted in BT.
That's like the definition of cultural appropriation, Aoife.
I hate to say it, but she's right, Aoife.
But like, does that mean Northsiders aren't allowed by 400 euro scarves in Avoca?
Oh my God. What an absolutely ignorant thing to say. We should welcome the Northsiders on Grafton Street with open arms. Do you even know about the disadvantaged backgrounds they're fleeing from?
Fine, I'll bring the pants back now. So, are we meeting next week?
Obviously, girl. There's a new place on Wicklow Street called Egg, spelled with two dots over the E.
It's called an umlaut.
The umlaut omelettes are amaze. Plus, they do gluten-free huevo rancheras. It's rancheras because all the staff are female.
So, what? They have, like, a no-gender queer staff policy? I didn't realise we were still in the dark ages. Anyway, next week is actually my vegan week, so no can do. How about Badger and Whistle in Dartry? They actually source their sourdough from Nicaragua. And get this, none of their chairs match. All reclaimed driftwood.
I forget you were born in Clare sometimes. A restaurant with matching chairs hasn't opened in Dublin since the end of the crash. Look... Just get those pants back, stat, and we can make a plan where to bring the kids to toddler yoga during the week, all right?
Okay, sounds good. Bye!
Bye, hon!
Wow, what was that about? I've literally never met someone who has such contempt for the environment. But I did say I'd be more tolerant of intolerant people. Don't want to be trapped in a liberal echo chamber.
Precisely. Anyway, let's finish these and go or we'll be late for a horse manure facial.
Oh!
And liberal ladies will return.
I'm very sorry for being late. I had something more important to do.
We all have more important things to do, Minister.
My children's trick-or-treat bags won't eat themselves.
Yeah. But we do need to agree on the future of the government.
Yes, we do. Do we? Oh.
I apologise again, Deputy Gender Quota Chambers. Now, let's not have any more dilly-dallying.
Dilly-dallying. It's lovely the way you say it.
And the way your dimples move when you see it. Right. Now, have we decided what we should have a row about?
Oh, I was thinking that...
Why do we need to have a row anyway?
Because it has to look like we've substantive differences as parties.
Oh, you crack me up in any situation, so you
I
do.
I still don't understand why there's a shinner here.
With respect, I'm the Fianna Fáil deputy for Donegal.
Not if Peter Casey is anting to do with it.
Hey! I don't know who you are, deputy, but that was very funny.
I'm Martin Hayden, Fine Gael deputy for Kildare or somewhere like that.
So let's begin substantive talks.
Yes.
On what we tell the media the row is about.
Yes. VAT on the hospitality industry? Social housing? Please remember I only have a certain amount of money.
What about the allocation of ministries to the independents?
It's not very sexy though, little Mickey, is it?
As an issue, I think the...
I mean, have you seen the independents?
Yeah.
Well, what about a fight over the number of days the Dáil sits?
We could ballot our deputies.
We can't. They're all on holidays.
Something about Christmas? Christmas bonuses? No?
Sorry, my biro's run out. Could somebody please lend...
Has anyone got a black biro?
I only have a blue one here.
Well, mine's not working at all.
Fianna Fáil cannot sign off on any confidence and supply agreement in blue biro.
No.
It's way too Fine Gaelish.
Mine's blue as well. I think they're all blue.
Is this some sort of mind game, Minister?
Oh, no, I don't think...
Not you. I was asking the Minister.
But I am the Minister.
Why does that coat hanger keep talking? Oh. Answer the question about the biro, Minister.
I'm afraid that has nothing to do with me, Deputy Gender Quota. I didn't supply the biros. I also didn't not supply the biros.
These
blue biros are an affront to Fianna Fáil.
Yes. With respect, this represents a total breakdown in trust between...
Well, I think we found our substantive row. I'll just text Mimsy Lord about the rumpus pumpus.
Rumpus pumpus.
Cute.
Bless.
Oh, I meant substantive issue. That's more like it. I'll leave you to it.
Unbelievable.
Silly billies.
Previously on the West Wing of the Department of Health.
Well, first of all, I think it's important that I look important. Do I look important?
There he is. Oh, Minister, thank God we found you. Who are you talking to just now?
Minister Harris, we need a word.
I can't believe you guys found me. I wanted to get away from the stresses and strains as Minister for Health, so I headed into the barren wilderness, or Trim, as it's also known.
But, Minister, we need you to solve the pressing health emergencies ASAP.
Absolutely. Well, let's walk and talk. Get me the head of the WHO on the phone. Apache and the CDC.
Minister Harris, you have to stop pretending you're in an Aaron Sorkin scripted TV show.
But that's what they do in the telly, which is the closest I've come to seeing real politicians at work.
Oh.
I'm important, don't I look important? Shoot.
More than 10,000 children are facing delays of over a year and a half to see specialists.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, the children's hospital is delayed and insanely over budget.
Okay.
What should we do?
Well, that's very...
1,000 people are going to be left on trolleys this winter. Our worst figures ever. How can we address this?
Well, that's a very...
The GP system is in meltdown.
Oh.
No one can get appointments and so many doctors are retiring or can't afford their rent.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Okay, and there's definitely no one you can call with medical experience or knowledge of how to run a giant part of the economy. Instead of someone with half a DIT journalism degree.
Yes, but for some reason you're the Minister for Health. You have been for 2 years, man.
Precisely, but don't worry. I'm going to take the most definitive action yet. I'm going to...
Demand a total overhaul of the HSE?
Stop relying on primary care and A&D.
Pretend you care?
No. Far more important than that. I'm going to tweet and demand that everyone who called for the resignation of Francis Fitzgerald apologise. And furthermore...
Yes, go on.
I'll jump on the Michael D. Twitter re-election bandwagon.
What?
Even though he was never in my party and I barely know who he is. Send... Yes! High five me sideways!
God, what are we going to do?
First of all, I think I'm important. Don't I look important? I'm a...
You've reached the voicemail of Fianna Fáil leader and future Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. Please leave a message unless you're Leo, in which case stop prank calling me, for goodness sake. It puts my chakra right out. Wait for the beep going forward.
Hi, Michael. It's me, Peter Casey. It's time for you to give up, what do you call it, leadership of Fianna Fáil, because, you know, I speak for the plain people of Ireland who do a thing. Trump, you know, myself and Donald have a lot in common. We're both obsessed with people in, what do you call it, caravans. So, I'm getting a call here from some journalist from the Irish Times. I never heard tell. Anyway, what do you call it? I'll call you back.
Was it for this my grandfather De Valera fought and died eventually for? All I was trying to do was launch Fianna Fáil Northern Ireland because, let's face it, Fianna Fáil Southern Ireland is faked. You had to go and ruin it, Micheál. You've made a laughing stock of me. Well, more of a laughing stock. Oh.
Michael, it's me again, and I have I should become a Fianna Fáil leader. You take over for me on the Dragon's Den. I know you have no money, but that didn't stop some of the other dragons. That's my Virgin Media interview.
Hello, Big Mickey. It's Little Mickey here, just giving you an update from the supply and demand talks. So, some really positive breakthroughs this week. Instead of taking lunch at 1 o'clock as normal on Tuesday, we agreed to go at 12:30, which will beat the usual queue in the canteen, and you get the best spuds. So, good progress. Thanks.
Peter here again. How about you become my deputy leader of the... And anyway, you know... Oh! That's the late calling me. Bye.
Hi, Deputy Martin. I just wanted to call you to ask you for some advice on a matter of national importance. It's quite urgent. What's your view on being burned, lol? Oh, wow. I just caught you from the government helicopter for the lols.
Classic, my man.
Later, loser. Where was I, Michael? I think, what do you call it? If I just, this is probably the Irish Sun calling me. Sorry about that, Michael. Irish Daily Mail. Chat to you, what do you call it, later.
Well done, Britain. Everything is going tremendously well. Continentals and Ramonas said Brexit would be a disaster, but we soon wiped the smile off their faces. Three lions, two world wars, one World Cup, and one almost completely successful Brexit. Well done, Britain. It's true that we're losing access to the single largest market in the world, and Europe might get its way on a few little things like trade, fisheries, and borders and such, but we're still taking our sovereignty back. Well, some of it, the bits the EU don't want, but we'll finally rule ourselves, charting our own course, once it adheres to common European policies, signing free trade deals that will be the envy of Peru and perhaps El Salvador, but we're doing absolutely I suppose we're definitely doing this. Yes, of course. Well done, Britain. Indeed, the talks could have gone better, and the divorce bill is more expensive than buying off the DUP for 1,000 years. And yes, our farming sector, manufacturing industry, and health service might grind to a halt. Turns out a lot of foreigners work in them. Who knew? But we're getting our blue passports back. Yes, that's the important thing. By the way, if one of your grandparents is Irish, you might actually qualify for a passport that can get you further than Dover, thanks to our glorious history as an empire. Yes, most of England will turn into a lorry park because of customs queues, but it will be the biggest in this hemisphere. And at least we'll have our new Brexit 50p coin, even though it'll probably only be worth 20p by the time this whole thing is completed. Well done, bro. Oh God, what have we done?
Good evening, citizens. There is, at this very moment, a caravan of highly dangerous immigrantinos from Honduras attempting to invade our beautiful country completely unarmed. I've called in the army on the big red phone. Normally, I use it for ordering KFC, but today I order troops to the border. Although I did tell them to come home via the great state of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Beautiful. Some claim that just migrants merely fleeing poverty and violence. Lies. Why would they want to come here? America's nothing but poverty and violence. We're also the only country in the world that offers birthright citizenship. The only country. It's true. Even the Irish banned it in 2004. Such smart people. They got guys in from Poland to build the Celtic Tiger mansions. And then those ungrateful Poles wanted to stay, have families, and make the kids citizens. Wrong. Pretending to be Irish is an American job. And the potato humping mix weren't going to stand for Polacks stealing it. It's true. I saw it on TV. People say I watch too much TV. Total lies. I barely watch any, except for my security briefings, which I get from Fox News. They put a big TV in my gold toilet, the best, so I get my briefing every morning. I call it Donald's Info Dump. Anyway, I'm bored now. Can we bomb something or go to McDonald's? I can't decide.